I mean, you can't believe these people. You just can't believe these people. They're incredible. Here, let's play the cut yesterday. This is Geithner.
Again, we have a big stake in helping Europe manage through these things, and we're going to do it in a way that's sensible for the American economy, the American taxpayer. What's important, I think, to point out is that, you know, our economy is getting stronger. We're coming out of this more quickly and stronger than many people expected, ahead of many parts of the world. We're seeing a lot of strength, improvement, and confidence, and, of course, we're going to keep working to make sure that we can sustain that, but I think we can take a lot of comfort and encouragement from the signs of strength we're seeing here in the United States.
Strength. Now, see, the numbers don't prove it, and the numbers don't prove it right from his own office, right from the Treasury. Doesn't prove it. And what happens when we get the fake numbers, then you have your planners, you have all your business managers, they're setting up your plans that are not good, that are not going to work for you. I'll give you an example. This is a planner. We heard him talking the other day. Listen to this.
And I do believe that the economic recovery is for real. I do believe it's going to stick, and I do believe that the stock market is going to move higher, not only through the rest of this year, but also for the next several years.
See, that's the problem. How's the market going to move higher? How's it going to move higher? Hey, we don't have businesses. Now, businesses are not getting money. Businesses can't go out and get lines of credit. Matter of fact, we got banks that are cutting back lines of credit. They cut back this year about $1.5 trillion this year in lines of credit, just on the credit cards. And small businesses, now all of you who own a small business, right? Don't you use your credit cards? Small businesses need credit cards. And what are the banks doing? The banks are cutting back on the credit cards. But my point is, this guy, okay, I listened to him on the radio the other day. I'm saying, what's this guy? Must be listening to Geithner. See, and that's the problem. All your financial planners, all your educated nincompoops from Harvard, they're listening to Geithner. And so you're like Mickey Mouse going east on the westbound train. What are you, nuts? You're not getting the right information. For the 19th consecutive month, the national budget fell but ugly short of anything close to being balanced.
Yeah.
For the 19th consecutive month. Now, according to Geithner's own Treasury Department, his own figures, April's $82.7 billion deficit was almost four times worse than the same month last year. What are you, nuts? So in other words, we're bleeding to death. We're bleeding to death four times faster than a year ago. Than a year ago, the same time. We're bleeding to death four times faster. And then we have this dopey planner.
And I do believe that the economic recovery is for real.
What, is he brain dead, this guy? Now, April figure of 82.7 billion, it's a phony figure. It's a phony number. Now, come on now. What do you expect from Geithner, the tax cheat? Think he's going to give us a real number? So that's always a phony number. So the tax cheat, he always puts out to us when he reports the deficit, a fake number. Now, he has a second set of books at the Treasury. So the real tell is how much the national debt grew. See, that's what you want to focus on. And in April, get this, in April, that figure was twice the size of the official monthly deficit. $175.6 billion. Can you believe that? That's right. Yeah, see, that's what you want to look. What did our debt grow? How much do we owe? And twice, we're going crazy. We keep spending and borrowing. It's crazy. Now, we're just a couple weeks away from the national debt breaking our $12 trillion. Now, remember, the $12 trillion national debt does not include the $105 trillion we owe for Social Security and Medicare. Because, oh, they keep that off the books. They don't want to put that on the books. If you put that on the books, put that on the balance sheet, oh, it wouldn't look so good. So they just move that off the balance sheet. Matter of fact, there's guys in jail in Enron for doing the same thing. But they just push it off to the side. So Scullin's sitting up there in jail and for doing the same exact thing that this little weasel, Geithner, does. Unbelievable. Now, what Geithner and Obama don't want you to know is historically, April tends to produce a modest surplus, right? Well, of course, think about it. Because we have April 15th, hello, April 15th, income tax. But despite their assurance that in April, the economy added 290,000 jobs, which were phony jobs, that they were created, remember, by the what they call the metric of birth, death. Okay, they're phony numbers they make up. But put that aside. In April, we're supposed to have added 290,000 jobs, with the vast majority of 230,000 jobs coming from the private sector. Now, that employment is continuing to improve, they keep telling me, because of the stimulus. Don't they keep telling us the stimulus is working? Well, that's not what the tax receipts show. The tax receipts show the stimulus is not working, and the tax receipts show that the president is lying, and so isn't Geithner when it comes to creating jobs. When it comes to creating jobs.
Nobody was sure whether the economy was going to hold up, so we had to make a choice. We could sit back, do nothing, make a bunch of excuses, play politics, and watch America's decline, or we could stand up and fight for our future. Today, my administration is announcing a landmark agreement to help dozens of communities like Youngstown revitalize and redevelop old shuttered GM facilities, preparing them for new industries, new jobs, and new opportunity. These steps were the right thing to do.
In April, the economy added 290,000 jobs, with the vast majority, approximately 230,000, coming from the private sector. This is the largest monthly increase in 4 years. And we created 121,000 more jobs in February and March than previously estimated, which means we've now seen job growth for 4 months in a row.
It's not true. It's not true. The receipts, the tax receipts don't show that. The tax receipts, the receipts don't show that at all. We're down. We're down. Think about it. The tax receipts alone are down more than $20 billion from the same month last year. So don't let him take parking space in your head that the stimulus package is creating jobs when it's not creating jobs, or things are getting better because of jobs. It is not true. So let's think about this. The tax receipts are down $20 billion from the same month last year. But outlays, in the meantime, rose to a record level of $327 billion. Yeah, think about that. So the tax receipts are down $20 billion. But our expenditures are up $327 billion from $218 billion in March. This is absolutely crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So it's not true. Unemployment went from 9.2% to 9.7%. Unemployment number is going up. So the situation is clearly getting bad. Now, they told us that's because the folks who are unemployed, they're starting to come back and look for work. So in other words, there's a whole group of people. There's 9.2 million people that they just drop off the rolls. They just figure, well, they're not looking for work anymore. These people who are out of work for more than 27 weeks, and they just don't carry them. So they just drop them off the rolls. Now they're trying to tell us, they're counting them back in because they're so excited. These people are so excited. They're seeing all these new job opportunities. They're coming back in. And they're so because they're coming back in now and looking for jobs, they're counted again. But wait a minute. Where's the phone number? We talked about this last week. Where is the phone number? I don't see any phone number. Do you see any phone number on a billboard that says, hey, if you're back, start calling, call, contact us if you're back. If you're one of the 9 million that we dropped off the payroll, off the rolls, would you just contact us so we can put you back on? This is all crazy stuff. So the stimulus is not creating jobs. We've been duped. And unless we get the small businessman going, unless we get him money, he's got to get going. If we don't, we're going to go into a double dip recession. Look what's going on in the stock market again today. And I told you last week when the market collapsed and we had that one day rally because we put $1 trillion over into Greece, that wasn't going to work. That it wasn't going to work. It was impossible for this to work for Greece. Impossible. So now the market, again, is after we had a little bit of rally, dropped off again. It's going down again. And I told you this market is going to go all the way back to 8,500. See, it's not a stimulus. It wasn't engineered to maximize its economic impact. It was mostly a political exercise. These gangsters in Washington, these gangsters, Emmanuel and the rest of these people, Rubin, that surround this president, they designed this thing as a political exercise, designed to claim credit for any recovery at all anywhere. And they shower benefits on those who that help Obama get into the White House. See, and it's all about social programs and social causes. So this was not about jobs, not at all. This had nothing to do with jobs. They didn't target the money to where it's mostly needed. The money should have been targeted to the small businessman, but it wasn't. And there was all kinds of delays in getting the money out. So don't let them take parking space in your head that the stimulus is working.